Welcome to the Portland Pentecostals podcast. We're happy you've decided to join us as we build a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. Enjoy the message.
It's a privilege and an honor to be, just to be where Jesus is. Amen. And I heard one pastor say it like this. I have kind of taken what he said and made it my own now, I guess. But he said, you know, I like to go to church where Jesus goes to church. I feel like Jesus goes to church here on Sunday morning. You all believe that? Amen. And so I'm grateful to be with you. I know that God is going to pour out his spirit. And we have come today to be able to witness that, to be a part of what God is going to do. Amen. So God is going to pour out his spirit, and I just want to be a part of it. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, and we'll start with verse 1. And I want to honor, as you are finding the scripture or looking up to the screen, I want to honor your pastor and his wife and their family. They're great people of God, and I know you all love them very much. Amen. Let's give the Lord a round of applause for them and their great leadership and just the time they've spent here and their desire for revival. Amen. And I appreciate them very, very much. I also want to honor my wife and my two boys that are with me. They're, my wife's over here. My youngest is here as well. Amen. My wife put my oldest son downstairs in one of the classrooms there where they're having class. He's 3 years old. And so when we go to different churches, sometimes he gets to go to the class. It's kind of a rare thing, though, because it's not everywhere. They've got a class going on. And so I went downstairs to go check on him just to see if he was having fun or not. He's in a new place. And me being a dad, you know, I was like, I'm going to go check this out real quick. I went downstairs, and he says, hey, Dad. And, you know, I say, hey, what's up, son? You know, are you doing good? Yeah, yeah, I'm good. He said, okay, go back upstairs. Go back upstairs. So you guys have an amazing children's department here. That's what that says. I appreciate that. So here I am upstairs without my son. But Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Can everyone just shout, Holy Ghost?
Holy Ghost!
And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then we'll go to verse 38, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. And the Bible said, then Peter said unto them, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You might be asking, well, who are you preaching to today? This next scripture is going to answer that. Verse 39 said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I'm preaching to you. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's preaching to you. All right. Why don't we go ahead and put our Bibles on one side. Let's lift up our hands and let's pray one more time that God would have his way and that we would align our heart with his will. Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to be here right now. I pray that you would anoint my mind and loose my tongue to speak your word here today. I thank you for everything you've already done and those you're going to fill with the gift of the Holy Ghost. We love you and we magnify you. Why don't we clap our hands and we thank God for what he's already done. Can we do that all together? The Bible said, clap your hands, all ye people, and to shout unto God with the voice of triumph. So one more time, with great faith, with great victory, why don't you shout unto God? Why don't you clap your hands unto the Lord? Amen. I am excited for those that God is going to fill with his spirit. This is a new opportunity for you. Today is a new day, and today is the day of salvation. So turn to your neighbor and say, an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to you for a brief moment about an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Why don't you shake somebody's hand around you, all around you, and after that you may be seated. I will not be long, but I will finish when you respond. Amen. All right, my brother right here in the second row is ready to go. Now, I'm not a long-winded preacher, I promise, but I will finish when you all respond. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 2, as I just read to you, talks to us about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, that Peter preached about. Now, we are still preaching about it today. We're still talking about it. We're still living it. We're still experiencing the Holy Ghost. Some people have said, well, you know, that was in the Bible. It was many, many years ago that the Holy Ghost was poured out. It doesn't really work that way anymore, some people may try and say. But I have experienced it myself, and I'm in a room filled with people that have experienced the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it's an amazing experience, an amazing thing to be able to experience in your life. We are in the last days. You don't have to look very far. You don't have to turn really, you know, and look very deep at all. You can realize that we are in the last days just by what's going on around us, just by what you see, just by what's going on in our schools, what's going on, the Antichrist agendas that are being pushed throughout the world. This points to the fact that Jesus is coming very, very, very soon. And I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that. I can't wait till Jesus comes. I want to make heaven my home. I'm not looking forward to what this world has to offer. You can have it. You could have the car, the house, the job. You could have it all. I just want to make heaven my home. I want to be with Jesus for eternity and be able to experience his love. Without this sin, without this frail body, I want to experience Jesus for eternity. And so while we are living in the last days and much of the chaos in the world, the darkness in the world points to that fact, I realize that it's very real, but I also understand that the miracles happening throughout the world are also something that points to the fact that Jesus is real and that he is returning very, very soon. You see, there are many different religions in the world, many different faiths, many different ideas in the world on how to make heaven your home or how to get to a place of enlightenment, others will say, and they're constantly searching among their own terms to figure out what that way is. But when I preach to you the name of Jesus Christ, the difference between the name of Jesus and the name of other gods in this world is when we preach in the name of Jesus, we may not be the most qualified or the most educated. We might not be able to explain it all, the ins and outs to you, but I can promise you that when we preach and believe the name of Jesus Christ, it's in that name that miracles begin to happen. It's in that name that blind eyes open up. It's in the name of Jesus that the lame walk. It's in the name of Jesus that absolutely anything is possible. And I bring to you that name of Jesus here today that's going to fill you here today. And so I remember my wife and I, we were praying for an uncle of hers who had been diagnosed with cancer. He was sent to the hospital basically to die, they had said. And they had cancer they'd found in his body. And so my mother-in-law called and she said, my brother's in the hospital. I want you to pray. Please help us to pray and believe that Jesus can heal his body. My wife and I were in Los Angeles and he was in St. Louis, Missouri. And so I said, well, we're going to have to pray over the phone. You know, it's not in the Bible. They didn't have phones in the Bible time, you know, but I figured, well, if I've got faith, I believe God can do it. And so we begin to pray over the phone, and as we begin to pray over the phone, I told them, now I want you to put put the phone on speaker. My wife and I are going to pray in the name of Jesus and put the phone on his body. And there he was in the room. People had already flown into St. Louis in the hospital room to say their goodbyes at 40-something years old or so. He was a young man. And so the story goes on that we begin to pray. They put the phone on his body. And as they put the phone on his body, people begin speaking in tongues around him there in the room. The family members that were there in the room began praising the name of Jesus. And as we were praying in the name of Jesus, I remember God telling me, command that cancer to leave his body, that sickness to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you want to talk about experiencing the power of Pentecost, or what they experienced on the day of Pentecost, as I just read to you. This story embodies, this testimony embodies the very power of Jesus Christ. And I remember as we begin to pray, feeling the Spirit of God, even in our cars, we were there in Los Angeles. They told us the next day that now they had run some more tests on his body after the prayer. And while they had run the tests on his body, they couldn't find any more cancer in his body. I'm telling you here today, that same Jesus is in this building right now. And that same Jesus can change your life around. That same Jesus can heal your body, can touch your mind. That same Jesus will free you from depression. That same Jesus will free you from fear. That same Jesus will free you from any anxiety. That same Jesus is here to help you today. If you believe that, why don't you clap your hands and magnify the name that is above every name. I'm preaching a God that is real. I'm preaching a God that is alive. I'm preaching a God that can hear your cry, that can help you in your present situation. And he's here among us right now and wants to fill you with his very Spirit. God indeed is going to do it. I have no doubt in my mind about it. Not too far from this city, down in Oregon, southern Oregon, I remember being there at a church and was preaching. The power of God was moving. There was a man who had muscular dystrophy from his waist down, was born that way. He was in the front of the room as I was preaching. I walked on down to where he was, and to be quite honest with you, I was just preaching the message. I wasn't really trying to go pray for him quite yet. And he kind of tugged on my coat like this. And he looked up at me with faith in the room, the people of God clapping and shouting and magnifying the name of Jesus. I watched as he looked at me. He said, man, I want to walk. I want to walk right now. I believe that Jesus can heal my body. The significance is this man had never walked a day in his life. 20-something years old. I watched as the grown men of the church would carry him out of the building into the car and take him then from the car eventually into his home, and they would do it every single time they'd bring him to church. I mean, it was literally like the Bible times, and they brought him into the church the same exact way. As a matter of fact, they sat him down in the front row the same exact way. And so when he tugged on my coat and said, I want to walk, the Spirit of the Lord got a hold of me, and I said, all right, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And he looked at me, picked himself up. I watched him, and all of a sudden he put one foot in front of the other, and then the next foot in front of that one, and then that foot in front of that one. And after a little while, he continued on trying to walk on his own. And what I realized is he was doing what only he could do in the natural. Though that first step was a little bit wobbly, though that second step wasn't full of strength quite yet, and he could fall at any moment, I watched as he continued to persevere in faith, continued to believe that God was going to do the miraculous. And there, a few moments later, he looked up and he shouted out. He said, hey, I feel a heat going up my legs, man. Something's going on. He took off down the center aisle as the power of God healed that man who was lame. I'm telling you here today that that same Jesus is in this building. He can heal the lame. He can open the blind eye. He can raise the dead. The God that I serve can do absolutely anything. If you believe that, why don't you clap your hands and praise the name of the Lord? If God has ever performed a miracle in your life, why don't you shout unto God and clap your hands and magnify the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus. Why don't you clap your hands one more time? He's here right now. And can heal anybody, even online watching, sitting at home. God, I believe it can heal your body, can touch your mind in your living room, just as he's going to do it here today. And so I'm telling you that God is going to feel people with his spirit. God can heal. God can deliver. I believe that. I testified just a moment time here to you about the power of God healing people's bodies. And those are amazing things. And I could testify, and you all can tell me of the great things that God has done in your physical body before, how he's restored you and healed you and helped you many, many times. I'm sure you could tell me and testify about the goodness of God in your physical body. But none of those are the greatest miracle that could ever happen to somebody. Even the lame walking, even the dead being raised, I mean, to come back from the dead. I mean, even that, though it's an amazing miracle, you'd think you would need a whole lot of faith, you know, to have that kind of miracle there before you. I mean, that's an amazing thing. But none of those are the greatest miracle. Because somebody can be healed from not being able to walk and now all of a sudden find strength in their legs, but their heart is still the same. They're still dealing with the same fear when they go home, still dealing with the same suicidal thoughts, with the same anxiety. As soon as they get in their car, worry sets in over them. And before you know it, that anxiety attack begins to come as fear has been in the world in such a present way in these past few years and has really begun to attack many, many, many people all over the world. And you got to realize none of those miracles are the greatest miracle because you can still have a heart problem after being healed physically. But the greatest miracle is when somebody comes to a place, you might be sick in your body, you might have something wrong with you physically, but when you come to a place like this, or even there in your living room here today, and you decide, I'm going to lift up my hands and ask God to forgive me of my sins. And in that moment when Jesus cleanses you of your sins, and his blood washes you, and all of a sudden you receive the gift of his spirit living on the inside, and you begin to speak with other tongues in that moment, that's the greatest miracle. Why? Because it's in that moment that now you've got strength over fear. It's in that moment that now you've got peace in your life. It's in that moment that now joy that you could not find in any girl or guy all of a sudden comes into your heart and into your mind. It's in that moment that suicidal thoughts no longer have authority over your mind. Why? Because you've got Jesus living on the inside, working on the outside. You've got the Spirit of God living inside of you. There's no greater experience than the Spirit of God living inside of you. I was at a bus stop in Wisconsin last year, and I was walking around. We were just trying to pray with people, trying to invite them to church. And I remember as we were walking up and down the streets, I don't normally give people cards all the time because I don't like it to be an excuse. You know, I like to build a relationship with people and tell them about Jesus and eventually then tell them where I go to church and where Jesus goes to church too. And so I remember being there in front of the man. He was at the bus stop, and I introduced myself, and he introduced himself. And I said, man, you know, how's your day going? Just kind of trying to make a friend for a moment. And I said, you know what? Let me tell you about a miracle. He hadn't walked away at this point or run away, so I figured, well, he wants to hear about what I have to say. You know, he's just stayed there. And so I said, all right, let me tell you about a miracle, man. And so he looked up at me, his eyes real wide, and I told him about, you know, a girl that got out of a wheelchair in the name of Jesus. She was healed. She started walking there in Colorado a few years ago. He was excited. I mean, his faith, you could tell, was through the roof now. And I don't know if he went to church, didn't go to church. At this point, this testimony, I didn't understand that quite yet. I had just met him, but I figured, well, I'm going to tell him about Jesus. If he don't run away, then that's my sign that he wants to no more. You ever try that before? Just get an Uber, you know. You don't do Uber around here a whole lot. Get an Uber and you got 10 minutes, time out your Bible study. I got 8 minutes to give the Bible study and 2 minutes to pray them through. Not wrong with that. You're paying them to listen to the Bible study. They're not gonna get out the car. Captive audience. Try it. I've done it many times. So my friend, he didn't run away. And so I figured, well, I'm going to go ahead and tell him some more. And I said, matter of fact, man, you need the gift of the Holy Ghost. And he's looking at me like, well, what is that? And I said, well, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost, when the Spirit of God comes to live inside of you, man. See, there's a difference when God is around you and when God is inside of you. Many people have experienced God around them, and that's a good thing. You feel the goosebumps when you get into church, and while the brother's singing and the power of God's moving, man, you just, oh, I felt that going up my neck and my legs and my arms and goosebumps and all that stuff. You feel the Spirit of God around you. That's a good thing. But there's a difference, because when God is around you, you've got to wait for the next service or the next body of believers to come to your house and start a prayer meeting again to feel that great presence of God flowing through you, helping you and strengthening you. But when Jesus lives inside of you, you could be all by yourself, and all of a sudden here comes fear trying to creep up like it has before, and here comes depression trying to creep in like it has before, and there in the middle of the night you can just kind of say, well, you know what, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You don't have to listen to the voice of the enemy when the Spirit of God is living on the inside. There's a difference between God being around you and being on the inside of you. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to have religion the way the world says it, or I don't really care what traditional background you came from, which religion or church you used to go to before this, or what church you're still going to. If the Bible says they received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I want it the way the Bible says it. If the Bible said they spoke with other tongues, I want to speak with other tongues just like the Bible says. And so I said, man, I'm telling you, you're going to start speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God comes inside of you. You're going to ask God for forgiveness, and in a moment's time, what he did on the cross will be applied to you today. And he's looking at me, and he lifted up his hands. He said, in the name of Jesus, would you forgive me of my sins, God? And he began to repent, and just in a moment's time, with his hands lifted up, there at the bus stop, his eyes wide open, he was looking around. All of a sudden, he's looking up at God, and all of a sudden, he starts speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave him the utterance. I'm telling you here today, that was the greatest moment of that man's life. Why? Because now the Spirit of God had come to live inside of him. That's the greatest moment of your life, when you begin to speak with other tongues and the Spirit of God comes to live inside of you. And I was walking away after our moment, that experience, that encounter. He had spoke with other tongues. I mean, tears coming down his face. I mean, you can tell he was excited. He's looking at me, and he eventually told me, I've been to church before, but I've never experienced this. You know, I've never known this before. And I said, man, it's in the Bible. And if it's in the Bible, I want it. So he looked at me and he said, man, you know what's crazy about all of this was this morning when I got up, I asked God. I said, God, I'm hoping that I'd run into somebody like you. He said, I was hoping that I'd run into somebody like you, Jesse. And I was praying and I was believing that it would happen, and this is a good day for me. Can I tell you here today that I've got the answer? We've got the answer to what you've been needing. It's right here in the Word of God. It's right here in the Word of God that you can be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Your home doesn't have to be the same. When you go home, the chaos that's been in your home don't have to be there. After today, that fear that's been in your home don't have to be there. That depression that's been going home with you, that been going around with you, that spirit of fear and anxiety that you've been living with, just figured, well, I might just live this way because that's just the way it is. It doesn't have to be that way anymore, because when you receive the Spirit of God living on the inside, I'm telling you now, you can go home to peace, and you can go home to walk in joy. You can go home to feel the love of God that's greater than any love you've ever known before. So God wants to fill people today with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I remember actually just last week there was a young lady that was in Oklahoma. We were praying for her to receive the Holy Ghost, and she wanted to receive it real bad. We prayed in one service, and she, you know, mentioned, well, I'm not sure if I'm quite ready or what. And I said, well, I want you to go home and read the book of Acts, and just, you can get it at home. You'll start speaking with other tongues. Those watching online right now, you can get it at home right there all by yourself or with your family. You can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We came back the following Sunday, and the pastor had announced over the pulpit that sister had gone home home, and because of her desire and hunger for God, she began to read the book of Acts, and she repented right there in her living room, and all of a sudden she started speaking with other tongues. She was dancing and shouting and magnifying God. Why? Because God wants to fill you with His Spirit more than you could ever want it today. I'm telling you, God wants to give you this love more than you could ever beg for this love, more than you could ever give for this love, more than you could ever ask. God wants to fill you with His Spirit today. If you believe that, why don't you clap your hands and thank the Lord? I remember being in New York and we were preaching, and I, to be quite honest with you, did not believe that people would actually stop in the middle of the day, their busy day, to come and listen to the message. This is New York, you know. I mean, people, they move fast. They walk fast. They don't want to talk to you, and they don't want to look at you especially. And so I knew that going in, and I'd been to New York before, but the pastor said, we're going to set up an outdoor service. I was like, all right. I just, you know, amened him and said, yeah, praise God. It's going to, you know, Jesus' name. But on the inside, I was like, this ain't going to work. Just being honest. Is that all right? And, you know, he's outside. He's, yeah, we've done this many years before. And I was like, well, I'm telling you, man. Manhattan, New York, downtown, just thousands of people walking by. They don't want to know. I mean, someone with a loudspeaker, they just think that guy's crazy. Right? Like the rest of the people standing out there on the side of the street. And so I remember the pastor, he pulled up a platform. They had chairs. And they even had a prayer tent. And now I'm thinking, and I'm thinking in my mind, you know, I didn't tell this to the pastor. Of course, I respect him. I love him. But I said, you know, how's this going to, in my mind, how's this going to work? You think that people are going to stop in the middle of their day, want to go back to our prayer booth and have a 20-minute conversation, take that time right out of their day to get prayed for? I was saying, no, no, this ain't going to happen at all. And so he kept on preaching. I remember one moment, he keeps on preaching, and the power of God is moving. And as he's preaching, I'm watching people walk. And in the middle of their walk, in the middle of their stride, all of a sudden they kind of look up, and they keep on walking. Just a little bit before I knew it, I don't know what, power of the Holy Ghost was just coming over them. And before you knew it, they would come grab a chair, and they'd sit down. And the pastor would keep on preaching, and tears coming down their face. And I'm thinking, wow, the power of God really does work. In the middle of New York, more people came, sat down, people were worshiping, people were thanking God. There in the middle of the day, outdoor service, right there in Manhattan. And so that was my turn to preach, and I got up there. I figured, man, Lord, I need you to be with me like you were with that man of God. And so I got to preaching, and I got to preaching like I know how to preach. And as I got to preach about the power of God, you know, I'm telling you, God can change your life. I'm telling the people, and He can do anything. People are walking by one after the other. And, oh, Lord, I need you. I need you right now to really help me. And so I'm telling them, in Jesus' name, God can change your life. And He can heal your body. And He'll fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And one young girl would come over, and she was the same thing. She came over, and then she sat down right there, and she was listening very intently, worshiping with us. Several others came, and they sat down, and they began to worship and listen to the message. And I realized the power of God was there with me on that day. As the Spirit of God was flowing, I said, now God is going to fill people today, just like I've already declared today here in this room. I said it there then on that day, and I said, God's going to fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, and you're going to begin speaking with other tongues, just like the Bible says. And then all of a sudden, I began speaking in tongues in the microphone, just kind of not really knowing what, you know, necessarily not planning it out, but the Spirit of God was moving over me. And as that began to happen, I walked on over to where this girl was. And she was standing there with her hands lifted up. I laid hands on her. She started speaking with other tongues, and she received the gift of the Holy Ghost. What I didn't know was this. She spoke to me after, and she said, you got to understand. She said, I was sitting here, and while I was sitting here, she said, I'm from Italy, and I speak 5 different languages. And she said, and so I'm an exchange student. And while I was sitting here, the power of God was moving, and I heard you speak in that language that you didn't understand. I don't understand. And she said, God, I speak 5 different languages, but I don't speak that one. I want to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. She said, you walked on over to where I was, and that was the moment I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, if you desire more of Jesus, you can have more of Jesus. If you desire more of Him, you can have Him here today. Is there anybody that's ever been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost in this room? Why don't you clap your hands? Why don't you thank God for what He's done? If there's anybody that's ever been washed by the blood, if there's anybody that's ever been given strength by God Almighty, why don't you clap your hands and shout unto God? Go ahead, just for a moment longer. Why don't you clap your hands and thank God? Because there's nobody like Him here today. There's nobody like Him in this room. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. You feel that? One more time, all together. Why don't we stand to our feet and why don't we clap our hands unto the Lord? I feel Jesus here in this room, and God wants to fill people with the gift of the Holy Ghost all over this room. I'm telling you, this is the day of salvation. This is the day you can go home changed. This is the day you can go home with joy. This is the day you can go home with liberty we were singing about. This is the day the kingdom of God is here right now in this room and is going to fill each and every one of you. Why don't you remain standing with me? I'm already done. I know that God is going to fill many people today with the gift of the Holy Ghost. There is no doubt in my mind. It's all up to you how much of God you want and how much of yourself you are willing to give. How much of yourself you're able to say, you know what, God, I'm tired of my way. I want to do it your way. And if that's you today, God's going to fill you with His Spirit. And He's going to give you strength to carry on. Give you strength to continue on in this world filled with the power of His Spirit. I want you to do something very, very important here right now. All around you, I'm going to let you talk for about 30 seconds. And I want you to ask everybody, someone in front of you, behind you, to the left and to the right. I want you all to ask them right now, have you ever received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, just like the preacher is talking about? You can go ahead and do that right now. Go ahead, all around you. You can ask them. Go ahead, everybody. You can ask somebody all around you. That's all right. Take your time. Amen. And what I'd like us all to do is we're standing together. I know there are people that have said, you know, I never received it before. I want to receive it. And what I want to do is I want you to grab your neighbor right there by the hand, grab your friend, the person you talked to a moment ago. Just say, let's come on down to the altar. And would you bring them on down to the altar along with you? Would you do that right now? Go ahead and grab them by the hand, grab them where it's appropriate. And once you bring them on down to the altar, everybody all together, go ahead. Would you do that right now? Doesn't matter if they said yes, no, maybe. Everybody all around you. All those altar workers out there with me, been filled with the Holy Ghost. I want you to go ahead and find that person you spoke to. That's all right. Go ahead and come on down right now, just like that. You're going to remain standing when you get here. And we're going to pray together here in a moment. But would you do that right now? I want you to grab your neighbor. Go ahead. Would you grab your neighbor right there next to you? Amen. Would you do that right now all around you? And would you go ahead and bring them on down to the altar together? Everybody. We're going to pray as one big family. That's the goal here. We're just here to pray together as one big family, one church family. We want to help you. Amen. Is there coming? More people are coming. Those that are watching online are preparing themselves as well. We're going to pray all together here in a moment. I'm going to ask you guys maybe to scoot up just a little bit because I'm going to ask some others to stand behind you. All those that are out there in the audience filled with faith, those altar workers, you know how to work the altar, you know how to pray with people. Would you come and would you help me right now? Would you come and would you help me? Those that know how to pray with people, those that have, you got a whole lot of faith and you just want to pray for somebody, you can come and help me. Just stand right behind them. As they're coming, I want to tell you that God wants to fill you with His Spirit. And today, you have that opportunity, that amazing opportunity to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, it's important that we understand the Bible says, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, that he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And I believe it like this. You know, I wonder how the conversation would go, that when you stand before God, and if you didn't receive the Holy Ghost, that you would desire to go into heaven where his Spirit is the light, where he is the light, where he is the source of life. But yet while we were here on this earth, we didn't want his Spirit living inside of us. I believe there's open hearts. I believe there's open spirits ready to receive the Spirit of God. And I know that God is indeed going to do it right now. But before we go any further, every person in this room, no matter who you are, to the keyboard player, to everybody, the PA member, they were all going to ask God for forgiveness. Take one moment's time. And God doesn't forgive like you and I. You know, when somebody does me wrong, you know, I make them wait a week before they can talk to me again. Right? You don't know what I'm talking about. You know, and you just let them walk on eggshells for a little bit and do it on purpose. Jesus doesn't do it that way. Matter of fact, he already died on the cross for your sins. The things you hadn't even done yet, because you weren't even born in this timeline of life. And he said, I'm going to die on the cross and forgive those. All you have to do is say, Jesus, would you forgive me of my sins? Would you cleanse my heart? Because I want what you did on the cross to be applied to me today. Amen. We're going to do that all together. If you don't know what to say, you can repeat after me. If you know what to say in your own words, just ask the Lord for forgiveness. Every eye closed right now. Why don't you lift up your hands all over this room? And why don't we just ask God for forgiveness? Everybody, would you lift up your voice now? Jesus, I ask that you would cleanse my heart, God, that you would wash my mind, that you would forgive me of my sins, God, the things that I know I've done and the things I don't know I've done. I pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done, God, and that you would fill me with your Spirit. I need you here today. I don't want to go another day without you. And I'm asking that you'd fill me with your Spirit in the name of Jesus, that you would cleanse my heart. I forgive those that have done me wrong. I forgive those, God, that I need to forgive in the name of Jesus, that you would forgive me of my trespasses. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your blood that was shed. I thank you, Jesus, for your Spirit in this room right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Why don't we clap our hands and thank God? Go ahead, that's all right. Why don't we do that for a moment longer? Why don't you just thank the Lord? If you've been sincere with God, you've got a clean slate today. If you've been sincere about your repentance, you've got a clean slate. Why don't we thank God for that? Doesn't matter what you did last night. Doesn't matter what you said this morning or before you walked into the church. It doesn't matter. Right now, you've got a clean slate before God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Amen. This is so important, this next moment. And everybody out there, I want you to participate with us. We're going to lift up our hands here in a moment, just like this. And you're going to tilt your head up toward God. And as you do, that's a sign of receiving. That's a sign that you're ready to receive. When you hold it down, that's a sign of shame. But when you hold it up, I'm ready to receive what you have for me, God. It's an unfair trade. It really is. We're trading all of our sins and all of our sorrows and all of our problems for his Spirit that gives us life. It's an unfair trade, but we get the better end. And it's a gift. God wants to give it to you. And he's going to give it to you here today. So we're going to lift up our hands here in a moment. We're going to tilt our head up toward heaven. And when they start speaking with other tongues, those that are helping me pray, please let me know. You can just show me by a thumb going up. If no one's praying with you and you start speaking in tongues, you can throw your thumb up in the air, all right? But as soon as they start speaking with other tongues, please let me know. That's going to build faith for somebody over here seeking the Holy Ghost and someone over there seeking the Holy Ghost. Amen? And all together, what we're going to do is I'm going to speak a word of faith and we're going to shout hallelujah. When we shout hallelujah, you are surrendering unto God and worshiping God with that one word. You are thanking God and you are saying, God, I give all myself to you, Jesus. All right. So right now, why don't we lift up our hands all over this building? Why don't we just thank God with our own words all over this building? Would you do that right now? If you're watching online, would you lift up your voice now? And why don't you reach the throne and just thank Him for everything He's done? Why don't you thank Him right now with your own words? And we're going to shout hallelujah on the count of three. And as we shout hallelujah, many of you will start speaking with other tongues. As we shout hallelujah, God's going to come and fill you with His Spirit. Go ahead, don't stop praying. That's it all over this place right now. Why don't you lift up your voice and just thank God for what He's done right now. Why don't you thank God all over this room? Jesus, I give you glory for your power. I give you glory for your love. I thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. I thank you for your love in the name of Jesus. That's it. Go ahead. Don't stop praying in the name of Jesus. Go ahead. That's it. All over. That's it. All over this place right now in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God's moving. If you're watching online, would you just pray right now with your own words in the name of Jesus? Would you lift up your hands right now? This is the most important part right now. This is you communing with God. This is you talking to God. Would you do that right now? Would you lift up your voice? Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I thank you. I magnify you right now all over this place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's hearts being lifted up. God wants to fill people with the gift of the Holy Ghost right now by the authority of the Word of God and by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Everybody, let's shout hallelujah. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. That's it. Go ahead with your hands lifted up.